Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get to the 5 at 10.
Here we go.
The five biggest stories making headlines. It's the 5 at 10 with Rick Kamla and John Michaels. Brought to you by Howard Brothers. Visit any Howard Brothers locations and enter the Everything for Your Yard contest. Win a garage full of lawn equipment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Man, I love that Rick Kamla fired up. We'll get him fired up a little bit more throughout the duration of the program. But number one on the 5 at 10, Falcons back to work officially today. They will open up with rookie mini camp. You'll see a bunch of guys out there. The other big news for the Falcons, every one of the rookies already under contract. Track, lock, stock, let's go. This part of the NFL and the new CBA, I love. There's no longer guys holding out till September. You kind of know what you're getting. There's a little bit of language your agent can fight with. But these guys understand, I need to get into camp. I need to get things running. And the Falcons have all of their guys ready.
John, in fantasy sports, I like taking an injured guy and waiting on him. Mm-hmm. You know, I did it with Ben Simmons last year in fantasy basketball. And had to wait all year. And then, of course, we find out that Ben Simmons played the I don't want to come back for the last 20 game card because it would ruin my rookie of the year chances. Another reason, I need to add Ben Simmons to the list. But Blake Griffin, why didn't I have him on the list? He's certainly on the list. But, John, my point is this. The Tack McKinley thing, we're not going to get instant gratification on Tack McKinley. We're not going to know how it fits and how good he can be. We're going to have to wait because he's hurt and he's going to have to rehab that shoulder and get it right for training camp. And then, you know, it's going to be a ramp up through training camp. He's not even going to be right, John, probably for the start of training camp.
He may not be.
So we just need to all be patient with that, but realize that it was a shrewd move by our guys to take a mid-first round mock and get him late first round because of the shoulder injury. And by the same token, San Fran, if everything is okay with Reuben Foster, then they made a sensational pick at the end of the first round, right? Getting a guy that was mocked at, what, 10, 11, 12, and they get him at the end of the first round. So you just got to wait on it.
Although I think there's a lot more concern with Reuben Foster right now than there is Tack McKinley. Falcons did their diligence. They believe that Tack will be ready for the time that training camp comes around. And if not training camp, at minimum, he'll be out there preseason and be ready when the season kicks off. Number two, on the 5 at 10, a little Braves talk as we move on as they try to start a new series coming up this upcoming weekend. The Braves have been a team flat out struggling, and they're going to need something to change sooner rather than later. Rick, if you were Braves manager Brian Snitker, what would you do at this point? And it'll be Braves Marlins, Folty and Jose Urania down from the little bandbox that the Marlins call a ballpark.
Well, that's not exactly Tom Seaver versus Nolan Ryan, is it? If I were Brian Snitker, jobs are on the line right now. Mm-hmm. I'm like Dansby. I'm calling you out. It's like a AAA thing or let's go. Adonis Garcia, let's go. You know, Nick Markakis is in a slide right now. You know, maybe I'm just saying, like, I get the same sound bites from Snitker, and I'm getting the same results on the field. Close, but not good enough. And so if I'm Snitker, I blow a gasket and I lose it. Maybe a reporter asks me a question I don't like and I take his head off. And then after the press conference, I go, yo, homie, sorry about that. But I just kind of needed to do that for my team. Kind of like how a basketball coach, John, will get a tech to fire up his team. That's what Snitker needs to do.
He needs to. This team needs to turn things around. Again, 3 5-plus game losing streaks over the first, 30 games of the season. There's a recipe for being in dead last. The good thing is you're playing a Marlins team that's not really much better than you. They're 13-20. Let's see what happens down in South Florida. Number three on our 5 at 10, we kind of covered it already, but the juice box bet is over. Blowout from the word go as San Antonio mollywops the Rockets right out of town.
So, John, the LeBron-Curry debate, you know, that is what it is. Curry didn't choke away that mantle. LeBron took it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and I got to give you that. You were right about that, and I was wrong. And I said that at the time last summer when LeBron and the guys came back from 3-1 down. But what we have learned, John, about me hanging my hat on Houston and you hanging your hat on Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Never again.
Never back a choky ass team.
Yeah.
Okay. You and I both learned that lesson here. So if, Preacher man, if we get to squabbling and bickering and there's a juice boxy thing, I think you need to come in like Mills Lane and be like,
all right, we're going to put the gloves down.
Just the buffer and be like, are you sure you want to lay juice boxes on a choky team.
Well, I could play mediator, but what? How much fun is that for the listener?
That's a good point.
I was going to say, you also bet on another choky team, and you ended up singing Creed.
And what was that? Minnesota. Yeah, but I kind of had to make that bet. I wasn't all dug in on an opinion with that.
Yeah, I also wore a
Schmied. That was an alma mater bet. You can't exactly give them crap for that one.
Yeah, I also had to wear Deshaun Tate's kids small t-shirt because Miami's basketball team got mollywopped by Michigan State.
John still has creases in his love handles because of that shirt.
I'd actually do better today than I did then because I've lost about 10 pounds since then. Hey, let's move on.
Random workout guy.
Number four on our 5 at 10. It's game 6 tonight. Do the Wizards show up more than the Rockets did last night?
I don't know, dude. Like, what did I say? You asked me who I thought would win in Game 5, and I said, I want Washington, but I think it's going to be Boston because I am not getting what I want in these playoffs. I'm not. I wanted longer series with Cleveland and Toronto. I wanted a longer series with Golden State and Utah. I wanted Houston to beat San Antonio when they choked it away. This has not been my playoffs, John. It just hasn't. So, because it's not my playoffs, Boston's going to go in there tonight. And by the way, that's been the trend. Washington goes into Atlanta, closes them out in 6. Mm-hmm. San Antonio goes into Houston, closes them out in 6. I think somebody else did that, and tonight Boston has that opportunity.
Here's a great stat. The only team, I believe, that has a win in an elimination game is the LA Clippers. Or the Clippers in Utah, because they both got them back-to-back. Remember,
right.
Clippers win Game 6 in the elimination game. Utah wins Game 7 in what's considered an elimination game as well. That's it. Everybody else that's in an elimination scenario, their ass is going home. Let's see what happens. I think the Celtics are going to win. They took the heart of the Wizards the other night.
I kind of see it the same way. And the Wizards just gave up, kind of like James Harden and the Rockets did last night. And in terms of, I think there was one other team. I think it was Toronto won Game 6 at Milwaukee. And I'm right about that. Okay. So it's kind of been a trend. Teams have been closing out series on the road in Game 6. So maybe Boston will do that tonight.
Finally, number 5 on our 5 at 10. They'll try to get off the schneid. It's been a tough couple of weeks for Atlanta. United, and they're on the road against one of the best teams in MLS. They'll play the Portland Timbers. You can hear the game right here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.